1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's a celebration of the music students, the players at Stratford District Secondary School. Joining us in studio from Stratford District Secondary School, we have Paula Ortelli here, along with Natalie Diddy and Sam Pepper. It's a full house. Good morning to all of you. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right, Paula, let's start with you celebrating some excellence with the music students there.
For sure. So this spring, we've had a really positive season. The symphonic band just finished performing at Stratford Kiwanis, and we won our class. And prior to that, we went to Ancaster to the Golden Horseshoe Music Festival. It's a Music Fest Regionals competition, and we received a gold standard there. And then we were also in Orillia at the Sunshine City Music Festival and received a gold there as well. So
wow.
Very positive season.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, congratulations. How are you feeling about all this?
Wow. Feeling very positive about the bands. Yeah. Yeah, and that was just the symphonic band. So we've also got a jazz combo that's doing very well this season is also.
Excellent. How do you prep for things like this? Is it lots of hours of rehearsal? Or maybe let's get Natalie in on this. First off, Natalie, we've got to find out, what instrument do you play?
So I play flute and piccolo in the band.
All right. Now, how do you prep for something like this?
So we have regular rehearsals twice a week in the mornings for an hour per day. And so those have been going on since the beginning of September, basically. We got our competition rep pretty much at the very beginning of the year, so we've been working through that collectively as a band, and then obviously all of our players practice individually, and we also hold sectionals for specific instruments so that they can practice parts that are difficult to them specifically.
Wow, let's get Sam Pepper in. Now, Sam, we got to remind folks, what instrument do you play?
I play the trumpet.
The trumpet. Yeah. And we know you come from a musical family,
yeah.
Shall we say, your dad, Bruce. What's it like working with Paula and working with these great players?
It's pretty amazing, honestly. Considering we're a high school group, everyone's pretty professional. Everyone practices at home. During rehearsals, everyone's focused on the music, and Mr. Telly leads rehearsals very well, focusing on the parts we're not so good at. So everything gets done, and it's a good experience.
All right. What song, any particular music or style that you like playing? Do you like jazz, or do you like, what do you like?
I'm a little biased towards the jazz. I think my dad's influenced that a little bit, and I just, I listen to it all the time. That's my favorite genre, so I'd have to go with jazz.
Fair enough. And let's get Natalie back in on now. Maybe Natalie and Sam, what's the best instrument to play? What do you think? The ones you're playing, or do you...
I would definitely say I like the flute the best, but flute? I think I'm very biased since I've been playing that for, oh gosh, like 6 years now.
So. Flute is lovely, yeah. But I gotta say, trumpet, that's a tricky instrument to play. Is that fair to say?
More or less. It doesn't look very difficult. It only has three buttons, but your lips, it's harder to play with your lips, but I know the flute's hard too, so.
Only three buttons.
Yeah.
Let's get Paula back in on the conversation. Paula, working with students like this, young people like this, so inspiring.
Oh, very inspiring. In fact, they're not only just regular students, but they're also leaders. We have quite a leadership program as well. Natalie's the president of Music Council, and Sam himself is actually the director of the jazz combo, which has been successful on its own and is heading actually to Music Fest Nationals in May.
Wow. And how many students overall are involved? Like, this is quite a number of students.
It is quite a number of students. Now, we've had some setbacks over the past few years, as most music programs have in the province and around the world because of, you know, the big COVID.
Right, yeah.
But there's about 56 students in symphonic band this year, and that's a group of, it's basically grade 10, 11, 12. We've got three really impressive grade 9s in that as well. And then the jazz combo is just a small group this year, about six students. But we also have a really strong up-and-coming feeder program, so we've got about 35 students in the grade 9 band as well. And then there are students who take music at the school who actually aren't in band as well. So.
That is awesome. So again, congratulations on all this success and more shows coming up. What's the best way to keep on top of shows coming up or that sort of thing?
That's a good question. It's tricky in this day and age. We do have a social media feed, so the school one as well as the music program has one. Yeah, now it would be good if I was prepared for that. I think it's SDSS Music.
Yeah, we can share the socials and whatnot, all, of course.
For sure. And we have actually a year-end concert coming up on Monday, June the 3rd at 7 o'clock in the gym at the school. And that would be a fantastic opportunity for people to come out and see how amazing these kids are.
Wonderful. Okay, let's get to, we'll get to Natalie in for one more comment. You're a flute player. Who's an inspiration for you, other than Paula Ortelli? Who's an inspiration as a flute player?
Well, a few years ago, one of the teachers at our school, Ms. Mitchell, I don't actually know her first name. Donna Mitchell.
Oh, come on. With teachers, I can never remember. It's always Ms. or Mr. What?
She's a wonderful flautist, and I had the great opportunity of working with her. She did a flute choir for 2 years that I was a part of, so that was a really great experience to learn from her expertise. She went to university for performance in flute, so she definitely had a lot of great tips and tricks, and it was just like great to learn from her.
Very good. Okay, Sam, one final word. A big inspiration for you, other than Paula, or maybe your dad, is that the big inspiration there?
Yeah, I would say dad's definitely a big inspiration. He's kind of taught me from a young age, first playing piano, and then I've transitioned to trumpet. And all through my younger years, he was just teaching me the little things. So it's, I'd say him for sure.
Excellent. And Paula, you know, again, an example, you know, transitioning from piano to trumpet, or, you know, these multi-talented, multi-instrumentalist students is just incredible.
They're very talented, and not only are they talented musicians, but I mean, many of them are going off into environmental engineering and chemical and mechanical and computer engineering. It's amazing how talented and hardworking this group is.
Yeah. And we need to continue to support the arts, to support music, which constantly is under threat. I don't want to say threat, that's kind of a hard word, but under threat, if you will.
A music teacher, under threat is very true.
Yeah.
The programs get smaller and smaller each year, and I know there's a lot of things playing, a lot of factors for that, but it is a very positive thing for a student to be involved in a music program.
You bet. Support the arts, support the music, and support the students with Stratford District Secondary School, and continued success. Paula Ortelli, along with Natalie Diddy and Sam Pepper, congratulations, and enjoy more shows coming up.
Thanks, Jamie.